Proclamation number 5995 of 7th of July, 1954. Afflictions of the body. Suffering for the soul. The body will pass away, but the soul will leave it in order to enter eternity in radiant abundance of light if it has used its earthly life correctly. Therefore do not grieve when the body is afflicted with infirmities, for this body then carries a burden for the soul so that it can swing up in freedom into bright heights. Do not grieve but rejoice, for it is a plus for the soul at the end of earthly life. It is the path you once voluntarily agreed to take, even if you knew nothing about it in earthly life. Yet the soul recognized its opportunity to mature and took upon itself the fate which seems difficult for you to bear. But if your body can no longer cope with its burden, if you feel too weak to carry the cross imposed on you, then look up to him and ask him to take your burden onto his shoulder, and he will help you carry the cross. He will give you strength and support you. He will always be ready for you if you call upon him for help. You, who have to suffer on earth, experience God's love to a special degree, even if you don't understand it, even if it seems incomprehensible to you that his love has burdened you with a cross. Yet only the body suffers and passes away, but the soul is spared unspeakable suffering. And God's love and care is meant for this soul which he wants to protect from a fate which is far more painful than the suffering the body had to bear during its earthly life. And as soon as you surrender to God's will, as soon as you patiently carry your cross, the soul's shells will dissolve, it will become receptive to light, it will become free and need not fear death either. It will welcome it as an entrance into the kingdom of light. It will lay down its body with joy and be grateful that it suffered for it. For now the soul will live in light and freedom and eternal bliss. Amen.